Woody Allen was once the Bard of Manhattan, but his center of gravity has moved overseas. After several films in London, he set his latest in Spain. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review of Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Comedy-deprived moviegoers are desperate for the return of the old Woody Allen, the one who made them laugh. Each new Allen film is frantically examined. Is he back? Please let him be back. But Vicky Cristina Barcelona is not the return of Woody Allen. Elvis has truly left the building. Vicky Cristina Barcelona is, unsurprisingly, the story of two young American women, Vicky and Cristina, who spend the summer in Barcelona. Vicky, played by Rebecca Hall, is grounded and realistic. She's engaged to be married, while Cristina, played by Scarlett Johansson, is into suffering, passion, and risk. It's Cristina, naturally, who catches the eye of rogue painter Juan Antonio, played by Javier Bardem. He's an unabashed seducer who doesn't hesitate to chat them both up.
I'd like to invite you both to come with me to Oviedo.
To come where?
To Oviedo. We leave in 1 hour.
You're asking us to fly to Oviedo and back?
No, we'll spend the weekend. We'll eat well, we'll drink good wine, we'll make love.
Yeah, who exactly is going to make love?
Hopefully the three of us.
No matter what you end up thinking about Vicky Cristina Barcelona, it's hard not to be entertained by the Oscar-winning Bardem, who eats this role up like it's a hot fudge sundae. The problem is that Vicky Cristina Barcelona is too intent on being taken seriously to be more than mildly diverting. Allen himself said in interviews that this was a film about relationships, not a comedy, and he's right. Some of Allen's best work bridges the gap between humor and drama, but Vicky Cristina Barcelona has neither the humor nor the insights to make this happen. Despite its focus on the romantic entanglements of Innocence Abroad, this film barely rises to the level of Henry James Light. There's nothing wrong with Allen's intention to marry comedy to emotion. It's simply too bad that he's not as good at it as he used to be.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can see clips of Vicky Cristina Barcelona and decide a little bit for yourself at npr.org. There are also reviews of more of the week's new movies there.